My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Yeah. Thousand rings, baby. About to put this down. Young Patreon.
Patreon, put that down.
Young Patreon.
Put that down.
Patreon, get it.
Woo. Just slipping along this meadow, man.
We've been slipping along this big, huge meadow.
Just glassing out here every day.
Such glass.
I'ma put that moose right on his ass. Ain't you heard this is how I glass?
Holy cow is right.
Motherfucker, say goodnight. Pull back my string and set my sight. Send my arrow into flight. I got a really bad bite.
He's planning something.
In 20 seconds, I'ma lose my shit. You ever seen a moose go down that quick? Nah, I'm about to marry my dad. What you know about that, boy?
Woo!
Best dad boner I done ever had. I'm a self-trained pup trying to sniff my dad. Some smell of his piss, a scent of his ass. A few loads of cum cause you know that I'm bad. Ain't got no tail, put that plug in my ass.
You're just like the gays.
When you marry your dad, you got any cum in those balls? Had a double pop classic in my overalls. F-A-R-T. Diamonds in the crevice of your pussy. Vegan vaginas. Do you know how much money my smile is? I got a really bad bag, got a really bad bite. Call me duct tape by the end of the night. Just slipping along this meadow, mate.
We've been slipping along this big, huge meadow.
Just glassing out here every day.
Such glass.
I'ma put that moose right on his ass. Ain't you heard this is how I glass? Now see your dick hang lower than the bows. Yeah, tell the truth now, yeah. I'm the water champ like a waterfall. Wet a Perrier, I'ma drink it all. Now how you feel about this? Before you hit the shower, get a whiff of your pit. I like my ham, I'm swinging low. Now you can shit in my mouth with the ham I call. Last glass. I got a moose. Last glass. I got a moose. Last glass. I got a moose.
There you go.
That is, of all the songs we played on this show, I would say that is one of the most beloved. People have just been tweeting and emailing about it. I absolutely love the closing song.
Young Patreon, How I Glass, produced by Chef. I got so many messages. Particularly, we get them about all, you know, a lot of songs, but my goodness, that closed out the last episode, I think 382. And I keep getting messages about it.
Yeah, so, it's really, and that's rare, just like a double pipe classic.
Yeah, way to go, Young Patreon. Thank you for doing that.
Let's glass.
Is that tilted?
The camera? Yeah.
It
looks tilted.
It's tilted, right?
It looks a little, yeah. Let me see. Hold on.
That's weird.
But the framing looks.
It's not leaning? All right.
The frame looks okay though, right? Like when you look at it?
I guess. I can't really tell.
It's tilted too. It's tilted down.
Okay. All right.
Now they're tilted down.
All right. Quick, listen to this for all my audio files here. So you remember like a month ago when the computer took a shit?
Yeah.
And it turns out, like, it showed no output. There was, I took it to Apple. I had to replace the logic board.
Yeah.
I just went to set, because I work with two computers now. Same thing. No output again.
That's so weird.
Yeah. And I had it plugged in, and it was just doing, like, some crazy noise, like, meow, meow, you know.
Oh, boy.
So I think the logic board is shot again. But I don't understand how that's happening.
I don't know. You have bad luck with technology.
Yeah, but I mean, all I did was just plug into it, so.
I don't know, dude. You know what? My speaker on my phone is acting up. I can't hear as well.
Yeah, but you're getting older.
Ah! I like it really loud, my phone.
Like, you're like, I don't even know what you're saying right now. That's how you
I am getting older. I feel as though there's, like, by the end of the day, I can't compute what you're saying to me. Like, yeah. Yesterday you were trying to explain to me about keys and the door and which keys go in the thing, and I was like, babe, save it for tomorrow.
Yeah, you give up at a certain point.
I think by 8:40 I'm in my jammer. No, by 8 o'clock I'm in my pajamas.
Yeah.
Hey, excuse me. And then 9 o'clock it's lights out. Yeah. Schnitzel, excuse me. By the way, Schnitzel weighs about 10 pounds more than she did before we moved
She's
here.
She's enormous. Why is she so
She's
big?
She's so fucking fat.
Is the heat on in here?
No.
It's not, right?
No.
Okay. It feels warm.
Well,
it's hot out today.
It's hot out,
First time in a while.
Yeah. Hashtag Bitsy's fat.
Hashtag. What are they seeing? They're freaking out.
Who knows?
Jesus
Nothing,
Christ.
As usual.
Their reflections. hold on one second.
What you doing, Schnitzy? Come here, fatty. Come here. Let's see how fat you are. Come here, baby. Bitsy, come here, Bitzel. Come here. Look how fucking fat she is.
Yeah, she's huge.
She's
huge. But we're not being assholes. She's going to lick your straw for sure. It's because of the baby.
It's because of the baby. So we were looking through pictures this morning, and back in October, Bitsy was like in the background of one of the pictures with LJ, and she was significantly thinner.
Yeah.
And what's happening is she's eating all of LJ's food.
What he drops. Whatever he takes food,
the droppings,
and throws it and he, you know, spills over. She is the vacuum cleaner. We got to keep her out of the kitchen.
I don't know. But see, here's the problem is that I'm lazy and I like that we don't have to clean up the floor.
No, babe. No.
Why?
It's look
they're
at the
nature's,
results.
They're nature's cleaners. That's why you get dogs, so you don't have to clean the floor after
Big
your
dogs.
Toddler.
She's wild. She's like a little Bert dog.
She should weigh.
Yeah, she's a Bert on four legs.
She's like stilts. Well, because you're like one of the only people that have a 30-pound Brussels.
Come on, she's too big. We got
How much should she weigh?
Max 15. She doesn't weigh 30.
No. What do you think she actually weighs?
Probably like 18 or something.
She's a little. Yeah. And she's a sturdy dog. Like they're not weak little dogs, Brussels, but she's definitely.
Yeah.
We got to curb it.
She's struggling to jump on the couch and pull like two.
She does like it looks like she has an OCD cuz she takes like 5 shots at it before she does it, right?
No. 1, 2, 3, she can't get up
4,
there.
5. No, I try.
I can't.
Well, here's what I'm going to do because I'm not going to stop her eating the table scraps because where are we going to lock them out of the kitchen? Then they're going to go shit all over the house. You know how they are.
Of course.
So I think what I'm going to have to do is like half her dry food.
Yeah.
Just half that so that she can just eat the scraps. You know, what are we going to do? And I don't want to clean the floors. Do you?
No, of course.
So this is the obvious solution. Cut back the kibble, let her eat people's food.
It's not a bad solution.
How is Fief not fatter though? Because he eats the same shit,
and he's usually quick on the draw.
He's super fall, quick.
He goes, but I think she's beating him all the time.
I think she's because she's a little more savvy about food consumption. Yeah. She sits right under his high chair, like right there.
Yeah,
and then Fief is kind of off to the side a little. Like he chills.
Yeah. They're always looking. Like right now, they're looking for crumbs. I don't know what's going on. Should we do a proper show open?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I forgot.
Let's do it. Here we go.
It's just like the gays.
Ladies, I want to do a video about guys and their cum.
This fucking lady. Guys, I want to do a video.
Who's Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Well, welcome.
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura,
and Christina Pajitson.
Welcome to your mom's house.
I don't know.
Weird.
I don't know what's going on.
That's odd.
I can't. I don't know. Don't ask me. I just, what's really annoying is that the, that this one just stopped working. This one, all the audio is like, this is the treasure chest of audio drops.
Oh, right.
This is all the original everything.
Right.
And I just had the logic board replaced for that issue.
Ugh.
And now it's fucked again.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
Do you think it is? And this is so stupid. And this is such like a person who doesn't know about technology saying something. So don't get mad at me.
I'm not mad at you.
Do you think it's plugging in and plugging out a lot? Like the sound, because if we're always plugging and unplugging, like, do you think the constant pulling of a thing in and out of the porthole or whatever
I don't think that should cause a problem, but yes, I think that's possible.
It wears something down maybe over time?
I don't know, but...
You're cute, though. I love you.
Just plugged in. Thank you. I love you, too.
Very handsome, man.
Thank you.
It's Valentine's Day.
It is
Valentine's Day. As we record this.
I talked to my dad today. He goes, buddy, got your mom... cards in a flower. And I go, oh, yeah? He goes, yeah, she tells me not to, but I tell you something. And when ladies say, don't worry, don't get me anything, they don't mean it.
They don't. They generally don't.
I know.
It's absolute truth. But
he's also been saying that to me for like 30 years.
But your mom is the type that she actually secretly wants stuff.
Of course.
She won't ever be like, don't get me anything.
This year, I'm telling you, I got nothing.
I got nothing too.
You're upset. You can be upset with me.
I'm not upset. I've done nothing for you. Absolutely. Listen.
Yeah, I got you a baby.
I got you a baby.
I know, so that's the present. That's it.
I don't believe. I think you and I celebrate Valentine's Day all year long. And I mean that quite honestly. That I feel as though you and I have a good thing going 365. So
it's
one day that I just don't like being told. What
I
to
know.
Do. I don't like being told that we have to love
each
other.
Don't tell me nothing.
Yeah. I ate the pussy and
the
ass.
Guys are always wanting us to love their cum. To just love licking it and
what
having it on our bodies
about?
And swallowing it.
What guys are you dating?
It's so weird that she makes these videos.
Guys want to love their cum.
Always wanting to talk about their cum.
She kind of sounds like a Muppet or something,
like
right?
Sesame Street.
Yeah.
No, and here's the thing. I
love that there's Beethoven and Mozart over her, Tchaikovsky over her shoulder.
She's super cultured. Super cultured.
Guys, we should talk about their cum.
Yeah, it's so... Anyway, she's got great teeth. But the thing is...
She does have nice teeth.
And all the men that I've been with, and it's been a lot.
Yeah.
So many cocks. I don't know of any guys that have been like, I want you to really enjoy my cum. I need you to swallow it, love it, lap it up, let me put it... like. I don't know who this bitch is dating.
Jesus. She's dating some real fucking animals.
Yeah.
That's clear.
Yeah, like what kind of guy? Are you dating only like, what is it, Tinder hookups?
She fucks a lot. Did we find out the story with her? Remember, because we had her video.
Yeah.
We played her another clip she did where she was like,
I'm rubbing cum all over my face.
I think she was married and then got divorced and then.
Right.
Went on a cumscapade.
So now she's on like one of these apps, probably just banging out randos.
I think so. She's really jumping on those D's, man. Mm.
That same guy will never even touch his own cum or taste his own cum.
Why would he do that?
I've seen this happen so many times with guys.
It's so important.
Yeah. It's really important. So important that guys are avoiding their cum and that it bothers you.
Do you avoid yours?
I mean... I guess to a certain degree. I don't know. I don't avoid it. No, I mean, I'm not repulsed by it, but, you know, you want to clean it up, right?
Yeah, I'm not repulsed by it either. It's a non-issue, really.
I'm not going to taste it like she just...
Right.
Like, that's a problem for her. And guys are like, oh, no, I don't want to taste it.
Yeah, well, I guess her point is, you know, you want me to taste it. That's a big deal. Yeah, that I taste. Why don't you taste your cum?
But not all guys want her to taste it. She's
no.
She's in a different, like a very specific wheelhouse right now.
Yeah, she's mean.
Some guys just want to get it out of them, and they don't care who tastes it. They're like, just get it out. I don't care if you taste it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, why do you have to? You don't have to taste it. I mean, I know that some people that's their, you know,
yes.
There are some
guys who like to taste their own.
Sure, that too. But I'm saying where it would be an issue,
yeah,
like this.
Yeah, she's making a big deal.
Like I'm rubbing it in, and I swallow it. I do all the stuff with it. Uh-huh. But that same guy, if his hand accidentally brushes against his cum on my body, he's like, "Oh, what's that?"
Oh well, then he's an asshole. Like,
I think she's fucking really young guys.
Right.
Good for you, but I think she's fucking really young guys.
Like teenagers that are like, I'm like, because she's saying that's kind of like a guy being like, oh, my cum is gay. Like touching your own cum is gay.
It's what it kind of sounds like.
Right.
And it sounds very juvenile.
It's so dumb.
Like she's fucking college guy. So again, salute. But, you know, I don't think most like 40-year-old guys are going to dump on her and be like, ugh, I don't want it to touch it, me. I'm scared of it now.
And if I swallow his cum and then kiss him, he's like, no.
She's fucking young guys.
Yeah.
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 Does that bother, is that a thing? I don't think you care. You don't care about anything. Nothing phases you at all.
Not at all.
You're probably the least phasable of all the dudes I've ever been, which is probably why we're married. Because nothing phases you. Like, I could probably just take a shit on and around, in and around your mouth.
Like Danny?
Like Danny, and you'd be like, yep. Like, you just roll with it.
Yeah, definitely. I'm ready to go.
Never care.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
Ready to go, Karen. Trish.
It's Trish now. We mentioned that on the live show, but not.
I guess we should park for a second and tell everybody. Holy shit, thank you for coming to the live show.
Oh my God.
We did two back-to-back podcasts in Irvine. So fun.
Sold out.
Amazing crowds. Second one had Yoshi, one of our all-time Hall of Fame guests, Yoshi Obayashi. And that show got wild, by the way. That might be our filthiest show ever.
Yeah.
Between the content, like the drops, Yoshi having a microphone. Yeah. Audience members, wink, wink. Yeah. It was a fucking disgust fest.
Yeah.
But it was really fun.
It was super fun. But I feel like they wanted to go on that journey.
Of course.
It was like, it was a mutual thing.
Whose house is it?
Right. It's your mom's house.
Fuck yeah, man.
Do what we want. It was fun.
It was really fun. And just so that everybody knows, people have asked, both shows will be available for download. I think the first, we're going to do the early show in a week or two, and then the late show will come out a week or two later. And they won't be in place of regular episodes. They will be in addition to. So
yeah, it's like a bonus.
Yeah, so a bonus episode.
Yeah, this won't replace the regular programming. Right. So one of the revelations we had at the live show is that Bobby and Karen is now, it's different.
Yeah. Bobby and Karen were our what's it called? Role play names when we make love, and I pick you up at a bar, and like you act like you smoke still at the bar, and I'm like, hey, I play Bobby, you play Karen, and we do it, and I throw you out, and Bobby's kind of a rebel, you know, he drives a fucking GTO, and he's just like, you don't give a fuck, you know,
he's probably got a few families in different cities.
I mean,
states.
I wouldn't call them families; he's got kids in different cities and states. Right. But that's who I am. I'm Bobby.
You're Bobby, and you're never. I can't ever expect you to be monogamous or faithful or call me regularly or even text back.
Of course not. No.
That's Karen, by the way.
No, yeah.
Karen always wants to change Bobby.
Well, I always thought of Karen more like a dump truck. Like she was just like so happy to have even a moment of attention.
Yeah.
You know? And she was willing to take the abuse.
Yeah.
Like, didn't have any idea that I feel like Trish is a little higher up on the, like, Trish wears makeup.
Just self-respect.
Yeah. And Trish thinks that maybe she can get Bobby to be an upstanding.
Well, why we started with Karen is that I was drinking wine and you were like, oh, I like that wine breath. Like, that's a real trashy girl. That's a Karen breath. And that's how that started. And then
that's right. It was wine breath.
It was wine breath. And that's like bar breath, you know, like smells really nice.
Yeah.
And then And then I left a note on your car because we were leaving a place and we were parked in the same parking lot. And I saw your car and I thought it would be funny to put a note on there.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even remember what. I was like, hey, you want a date?
Yeah. Trish.
Call me Trish.
You just changed it on the spot.
I changed it on the spot.
But just the name changed my game.
But it changed mine too because Trish is a little more confident. You know what I'm saying? Like Trish goes after the guy she wants. Yeah. She wants Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
And
she ain't going to get him. She ain't going to land him.
But Bobby might text her every now and
then. Maybe. He'll be like, I'm up. You down to fuck?
Or right.
Like that. Yeah.
But Karen doesn't even get that.
No.
Karen's got to go find him in the bar.
Absolutely.
And then.
Absolutely. He would never pursue Karen.
No.
Yeah. He's just like about to go to sleep and Karen walks in the room. He's like, all right.
Trish is like, her game's elevated. I think you have a little more respect for Trish.
A little bit. But I mean, I have more respect for everybody than Karen, you know?
Yeah, no. Karen's a dump truck,
Karen's
like you said.
A fucking mop. Yeah.
Yeah. Just a cum mop. Mm-hmm. What do you say to Karen when we're done?
Get out. Shut up and get out. Yeah.
Now you say that to Trish, but Trish will push back on you.
Yeah. Trish will be like, you fucking get out.
You fucking get out. Yeah.
And he's like, ah, ha, ha. And kind of
they
like,
laugh and they're kind of
with
equals.
Karen, I mean it.
Yeah. And get Karen goes, out. Oh, okay. And Karen leaves.
Karen is her.
Yeah. That's you're right. That's Karen.
This is Karen.
Yeah.
And she's like, you want me to swallow it? And I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This girl is a total Karen. She has no self-respect. She's making
if her
videos.
Name is Karen, I'll shit my pants.
So here's the thing.
Here's the third.
I think we should go on strike against cum.
Oh, what
cum
a
strike.
What a neat movement.
What the fuck is
wrong? Oh, I'm so proud of you. What a neat idea, lady.
Cum strike?
She's so proud of herself for coming up with that.
So here's the thing.
Here's the third.
I think we should go on strike against cum. A cum strike.
And we as in what? All women?
She's talking out on behalf of all the women. Am I right, ladies?
I really
she's
do
rallying.
Think this applies. Like the only people that are going to stand with her are like high school, college girls, you know?
Right.
Because this is not an issue for grown women.
For women. This is like the age where you still read Cosmopolitan magazine.
Yeah.
And you're talking about doing the cum run, stuff like that.
Yeah.
When you're a grown-ass woman, you don't care about
fuck
cum.
Fuck me in the shower, yeah?
Yeah? Fam, blood.
I, from now on, I'm only going
to she's 12.
Swallow the cum of a man or put on my body the cum of a man who's willing to touch it or kiss me afterward.
No do shit, dummy.
Okay. By the way,
Karen needs to raise her fucking standards.
To make it clear for people not seeing this, she's not, you know, a teen or 20. This lady is like, what would you guess?
Mid-40s.
At best.
At best, yeah. She's, you're right, she's newly divorced and she's like discovering the world of
the young D, yeah.
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 I'm not going to stop.
We're going to
come if he's not willing to touch this cum, I won't either.
I'm so proud of you. Wow.
What a brave stance.
Yeah.
God, this is the Martin Luther King of our era here.
Right. The Rosa
this
Parks,
is to make a
the
point,
cum world.
Okay, that men hate their cum. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And they got to just love their cum before I'm going to like it.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
This is like all those Instagram things where it's like, women, you got to love yourself first.
Yeah.
A lot of those.
I love how sophisticated this lady is. I mean, look at the artwork here.
Yeah, the bicycle.
The piano. She plays, obviously. I mean, there's Bach. There's Beethoven. Another art. Yeah, the bike. She probably is active. And
yeah, she's skinny.
She's a sophisticated lady. And then she's like, I'm striking against cum. You dummy.
Yeah.
Dumb,
I know.
Dumb.
It's a stupid cause. There's other things happening in the world, in case you hadn't noticed.
Yeah, I know.
She's worried about her fucking cum strike right now.
Cum strike.
I'm on strike against cum.
Yeah, then don't date guys. Then don't date those guys.
I know.
It's so weird. Date someone else, Karen. She's.
Karen.
She's
Karen.
She's dating Bobbies and she's upset about it. Then don't date Bobbies.
Don't date Bobby. There's all kinds of other shit you can do besides Bobby. Grow up a little bit.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more.
Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Speaking of the 50 Shades of Grey movie. We were scrolling through the films, the iTunes movies.
God.
And we were like, I'm going to watch it eventually.
We should make a point about this first. First, you know, obviously that book first came out and it was a worldwide phenomenon, right? Every woman bought this book in the world, it felt like. And then there was such anticipation about the casting of the original thing.
Right, right.
And the buildup. And then, oh my God, the movie's coming out. People thought this is going to be on par with the dramatic following and the, you know, the excitement around that book and that movie. I was like, you know what, this book is such a hit. I didn't read the book, but I'll see this movie.
Yeah, of course.
It
you have
a
to
pile of shit.
Terrible
movie.
Terrible. Well, I'll tell you a little secret, because I read the book.
Yeah.
To me, the book is a pile of shit too.
Really?
Yeah, it was like, you know, S&M light.
Yeah.
I did an episode about the whole thing on That's Deep Bro, the first movie in the book, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to listen to it, it's in the back catalog somewhere. But it's not even S&M. It's like, it's childish.
Yeah.
Like their sexuality, the girl's a virgin in the book.
Yeah.
And that's her, and then the movie too. And it's her first time having sex with him. And she has like 5 orgasms, like shit like that. Where you're like, okay, the first time you had sex, you had 5 orgasms. Yeah, right.
Right, right.
And like, it's not even, I don't know. And apparently it just seems, it's very childish. The whole fantasy of being rescued by this guy. My cousin loves it. Like, loves it. Some women, this is in their wheelhouse. It's the strong man who does everything for you, takes care of you. Maybe that's part of it. I don't know.
Who knows, man? I don't know. I just remember that here's my criticism of that movie. It was just so boring. The story was so lame. I mean,
nothing happened.
Yeah, there was the stakes weren't there.
No.
It was just, you could see that, like, yeah, this young impressionable girl and the successful, you know, good looking guy, and you're like, okay. And then when he would kind of play with her, it wasn't, you didn't go like, oh shit. It was like, oh yeah.
You're like, that's crazy. She's getting whipped again.
Yeah.
And then the whole thing was like, will she or won't she sign his S&M contract?
Yeah.
And then she does, the end. And you're like, wow.
Wow. So they
released big fucking deal.
The second part, second one, and just the trailer.
It makes no sense.
It makes no sense. It looks like they cut together some of their favorite shots.
Right. She's beautiful. That girl's really, they're both good looking people.
Yeah.
But it's the same song. They just redid it. Got me looking so crazy right now.
Yeah. Na, na.
And then the makes no sense. And then the rating for Rotten Tomatoes, it got a 9%.
Yeah.
Which
single digit is fucking,
it's bad. You're a Vin Diesel movie.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel, I think, scored a 7%, right?
Not a lot of single digit.
Not a lot.
I mean, you see them, you know, teens means you're garbage. And again, you can disagree with obviously a bunch of critics, but when that many say it's a turd, it's pretty bad.
Well, single digit is
single digit
really
means 90% The people that saw that movie and reviewed it were like, this sucks.
Yeah, it's too bad because it was a hugely successful franchise.
Yeah. Well, the book, you know, it's one of those books.
I'm surprised they couldn't do it.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's definitely a turd.
Well, in the book, it's really just sex scene, sex scene, sex scene. He's chasing after her, sex, 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 you know.
Yeah.
But like S&M, like, oh, but it's not even S&M.
No.
From what I understand about that community, that is like S&M light.
Oh, my God.
It's like housewife S&M. Like
blindfolding her.
Yeah, and super lame.
She's like, oh. Yeah, it was like when you watch those lame ass Skinamax movies.
Totally, 100%.
Like, this thing is so stupid.
And they're humping like super fast, and they're like, oh.
And then they're like porno girls doing softcore, so they're terrible actors. And they're like, what?
Yeah.
And then it's terrible.
It's terrible.
We saw a good one though.
Yeah.
We saw Nocturnal Animals.
Nocturnal Emissions. Yeah.
Nocturnal Emissions.
That was great.
Tom Ford directed the famous designer.
Who knew? I had no idea that guy was making movies.
Well, he did A Single Man, which was a really good movie.
Have I seen that?
I think so. It's a really good movie.
I don't remember.
You ever saw A Single Man?
I don't remember.
I think you did. Julianne Moore, and remember?
Yeah, I like her.
Yeah, yeah. It's really good.
Okay.
This was, man, I was more impressed that he wrote this.
That's astounding. It was such a great script, great movie.
Interwoven stories, and great. Jake Gyllenhaal's in it.
Oh, who's just horribly unattractive.
Yeah, and Amy Adams Apple's in
like
it.
Like her.
She's really
like
good.
Her.
Yeah.
It was really good.
High recommendation on that one. I mean, it's entertaining, you know, it's suspenseful. I liked it.
I did too. And The Accountant, we watched that last week. We forgot to mention that one.
Yeah.
That was good too.
The Accountant. Yeah, that was pretty interesting.
The guy with like Asperger.
Yeah.
Is that what he had?
Yeah, he had Asperger.
Autism.
Yeah. Well, Asperger is a form of autism.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like a more mild, you know, on the scale.
Yeah. Right. Like they're socially somewhat functional, right?
Yeah. Yeah, just like they're not as good. Asperger's not as good as picking up on social cues as somebody, let's say, not on the you know, the spectrum.
Yeah.
But compared to somebody with like really strong.
I think there's a few comics with Asperger's that we've known over the years.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well.
Yeah.
Would you ever date your mom?
I would date my mom. It's so horrible that I don't get to enjoy all these. I don't get to play my drops today because of that fucking techno.
Oh, that's right.
I can't play that.
So we don't have any drops today.
Yeah, we do have some, but I don't have that one. I mean.
All right. SiriusXM.
Oh, God.
We're live inside Studio G. We're waiting for Facebook now to catch up.
Studio G. Can I tell you something? Speaking of Asperger's, I would not be surprised if Garth is on the spectrum.
You think so?
Yes.
Why?
This is what I haven't been able to put my finger on that's wrong, that's off about him. If you watch how he talks and how he is not emotionally connected to anything he says. It's all affect. I'm telling you.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, remember when we watched a video of him with the birthday cake? I don't know if we're going to be seeing that.
That's this.
Right. Well, we'll watch it. Just watch his, there's not a genuine emotional connectedness to him. Even when he was being interviewed by, was it Barbara Walters? And he was like, it's just like sex. It seemed rehearsed. Mm-hmm. Like, this is what people say. This is a shocking thing that people say.
Oh, really?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well,
like, he seems real phony baloney.
He has, there's a room here that they've called Inside Studio G. He's such a dad boner. He's like the most famous dad boner for sure that there is.
Yeah.
He's like the chairman and CEO. Yeah. And
the empire
it says
dad
Studio
boner.
G, and then over here, Studio G love one another.
Oh, boy. Oof. It's a big phony. See what I'm saying, though? It's like he checks off all the boxes of what it is to be a successful country star.
Yeah.
Love it. I love everybody. I love my fans. Thank you for joining me. It's bullshit.
Yeah, it's kind of bullshit.
Welcome to Inside Studio G.
See?
Where music is first here, and I like it that way. Really cool.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, but that's why we think he's funny. I think he's kind of autistic. I wouldn't be surprised.
That's not why we think he's funny, because he's autistic.
Well, because there's something not connecting. I'm saying he's weird. That's
well, yeah, that's
a different way of putting it. We picked up on something.
Yeah, it's definitely weird. Yeah, but he's not autistic. I think he's.
Yeah, something's doing.
Something's weird about him, for sure. He's a little uncomfortable. It's almost like this is a bad idea, or this is poorly executed.
Maybe that's what it is.
All his social media stuff is poorly executed. It's just like if you told your dad to start doing social media, that's why it's funny, because he's uncomfortable almost doing it.
Yeah. You know? Well, it's too contrived for social media. You've got to be way looser, bro. Yeah. Like there doesn't need to be a studio G.
Even this room doesn't feel like a studio because there's just three things hanging and a desk. But like a small child's desk that he's sitting on with nothing on it. So it feels like they just put stuff in a room and they're like, this is Studio G.
Yeah, it is.
I got.
He's annoyed. See that?
Is that supposed to happen?
He's irritated.
To me. Yeah. Happy birthday to G. Do I have to wait?
Happy birthday. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
So that's his lady. She comes in with a birthday cake.
She's looking fat.
His woman?
Hell yeah. That's his woman?
Yeah.
Dude, she's gained some weight.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, Bert lost his stuff and someone else got to put it on.
Is that how it happens?
That's how weight loss goes. Yeah.
Dude, she does not.
Do you think he looks irritated right there?
Yeah.
Like he's staring up like.
Yeah. When the knock happened, he was like, is that supposed to happen?
He didn't.
Is that supposed to happen?
Ooh, that's the real guy.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't want his fans to see.
Yep. That's the guy who, if you're waiting on him and you bring the wrong dish, that's the real guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's Garth.
You bring the wrong thing at the table. Uh-oh.
This full beard, it doesn't work on him.
I think he looks great, actually.
Really?
I like beards. I like you, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Isn't that fantastic? Man, when you're married to the bomb, this is what you like get on your birthday.
You and you're married
that's
to
a gorgeous cake.
Fat chick. What are you talking about?
Jeez.
She's husky, Trish. Isn't that her name, Trish?
That's Trish, yeah.
Trish was so cute. Trish got husky.
No, she definitely got bigger.
Damn.
But it's a good life, man, you know?
It is a good life. Yeah. Shit.
Saw you, man. I'd get husky. Awesome show.
Woo!
Okay. Inside Studio G.
Is that supposed to happen? Oh, hey.
Question for you.
You have a Memphis. Oh, an Ask Garth?
Mm-hmm.
Sweetness.
Let's cut to that, actually.
Okay.
So he calls them an Ask Garth, and then he does a little.
Sweetness. Such a dad move.
Is that an Ask Garth?
Sweetness. Can we see that move again? Sweetness.
He's such a fucking dad.
I have a Memphis question for you.
You have a Memphis. Oh, an Ask Garth?
Mm-hmm.
Sweetness.
Let's cut to that, actually.
Okay.
Right now.
Yeah, he does not want to be doing this.
No.
He's like,
but you can see, watch what happens right here when he gets ready to play this. You're going to love this little part right here where he lights everybody up right at the right time. Watch this.
Okay.
Whew, just the instant cuts.
What?
Yeah.
He's the guy that brings them to their feet. There it is. See what happens when he does that?
Mm-hmm.
He's great at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Jesse says, well, love
cool.
Now. What's that? We're going to have an Inside Studio G. We just won't be sponsoring one of the, we won't be talking about one of the positions.
Jesse says, well, love all this behind the scenes stuff. Thank you.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it
Jesse
is cool.
Says, well, love now.
What's that? We're going to have an Inside Studio G. We just won't be sponsoring one of the, we won't be talking about one of the positions.
Jesse says, well, love all this behind the scenes stuff. Thank you.
It's pretty cool, man. And it's neat. And what I find also is people.
It's cool. It's neat.
Start texting me or telling me stories about how during the show they'll start to watch the crew, which is cool too, because the crew is as much part of our show as again as the drummer, as the guitar player, as Garth Brooks is.
Guys,
Garth Brooks is.
I'm not special. I love this phony.
But the third person is the ultimate
Garth
thing.
Brooks is,
is the crew is just as important as the drummer, the guitar player, even as Garth Brooks is. So everyone's important. Even
everyone.
What I find also is people start texting me or telling me stories about how during the show they'll start to watch the crew, which is cool too, because
neat.
The crew is as much part of our show as again as the drummer, as the guitar player, as Garth Brooks is. This crew,
as Garth Brooks is,
as G.
Wow.
You mean as important as G is?
I love that. That's such another country music thing of like, everybody's just equal. I'm just as important as the Grips. Like,
No.
Some of them are, and not that they're not important.
Yeah.
But one of you guys, if one of you doesn't show up for the night, kind of ruins the whole thing. You know what I mean?
Happy birthday to G.
So we missed that. That's what he says in there.
To G.
He says it to himself. Happy birthday to G.
Happy birthday to G.
That's so cool, buddy.
Sweetness.
Sweetness. Sweetness. It's such cool. A dad, man.
It's neat.
It's pretty cool, man. And it's neat.
Such a dad boner.
Yeah, he is the greatest. He's an exemplary dad boner.
Yeah.
And you know, he's probably a pretty good dad, you know?
Like, when he's faking that, too.
I feel like you have contempt for him that I don't
have. I do. I just, there's something about this guy that doesn't rub me the right way.
Yeah.
I just think that we're going to find out in a few years some dark shit.
Oh, it's definitely some dark shit. He's a little too Cosby, you know? He's a little too, like, you know, orchestrated and clean. Everything's like, isn't this neat? Everything's great.
That's what I'm talking about.
I know.
Especially like a famous guy who's got access to tons of puss and whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Give me a fucking break, you know?
Yeah. No, I know.
He's got demons howling.
He's a weird guy.
Yeah, he's a weird dude. We're going to know about that stuff later.
Do you see the spider in the sink? You saw that? I love
the spider in the sink.
This is a couple that they're on vacation. I think they're in Australia.
Yeah.
And they find there's some big ass spiders there.
Lots of critters in Momstralia.
And they,
God.
Fucking beat me. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, recording?
Oh, I'm recording. Welcome to Australia, mate. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm sick.
So big.
It's huge.
Oh, shit, my God.
So she's really scared recording. He's pretty, you know, scared too. But so he's got the, they're getting a spray out. You know, they're going to try to just douse it.
All right. That one's all right.
It's for cockroaches.
Yeah, it's okay. Cockroach, okay.
I love the subtitles.
Face to the sinner.
Sinner.
Give me one.
The subtitles are genius.
Yeah, I said maybe they live there, but she's obviously, she's not Australian.
Right. Well, she has an Australian accent, which is so fascinating.
Oh, right, right.
Like, so she's learned English.
She learned English in Australia.
Yeah.
Right, but she's not a native Australian.
Right.
Okay. Oh, that goes there. So then she gears up and they light
Mike,
him up
Mike,
here.
Mike. It's funny to hear someone with that accent.
But wait.
Here she goes.
One, 2, 3. You fucking did it, you.
Enough, kids, and he's hilarious.
She kind of dropped a big word there.
She sure did.
I've never heard a Chinese Australian drop that on a spider.
That's what I'm saying. That's why we're in your mom's house.
Yeah.
Special.
Special, yeah.
You fucking did it, you.
Have you? I've done the lead up to something like that where you just scream.
Yeah.
You know, like for.
And then you drop the N-bomb on it?
I didn't drop an N-bomb on it, but I dropped a lot of screams. That's kind of like running into battle. That's modern day, you know?
Right, the spider.
That's domestic. That's domestic battle.
Right, that's a Braveheart moment right
there. Right, yeah.
Totally,
you're
dude.
Just like, oh my God, like you just go for it. Yeah.
She was terrified. God,
so scared.
Australia has this. They do have the biggest bugs.
Man.
I remember back during road rules.
Oh my God, so do I.
No, listen, it's a true story. So we used to stay in youth hostels. That's a secret. You never really slept in the Winnebago. We would check into youth hostels.
Was everybody just drilling each other in those hostels?
No.
Oh.
No, actually, no. We didn't. Nobody slept with each other on my cast. So the lights, the crew lights would be on in our bedroom. We'd all sleep in the same room in bunk beds.
Yeah.
And the lights would be on, so all the bugs would be attracted to the lights. So when the crew would leave at night and they turn lights out, there would be a layer of bugs on the ceiling, like a layer of huge moths. Mm-hmm. And I would always get the top bunk because I like top bunk. And the bugs would just fall on me all night. And I would put the sheet over my head and just like I'd feel them falling on me. It was so gnarly. Australia is just so gnarly.
You kind of just go like... That's your bugs or not?
I had nothing to kill them with, dude. They just had to follow me and go away.
Jesus.
It was horrible.
I don't like that. I really don't like that.
Oh, really? That's not cool or neat.
Mm-mm.
I know.
One time I was in Lima and a fucking sewer rat got into the house. And they had a bodyguard, like security guy that worked there. He beat it with a stick and killed it.
Damn.
And it was like this big.
Damn.
It was terrifying.
Yeah. With a stick?
Yeah, he got like a mop or something, just like clubbed the shit out of it.
How big are they?
It was massive. It was massive.
Like as big as Bitsy?
It looked like, I mean, no, not quite that big, but it was pretty big. Yeah.
Dude.
In Cuba, when I did that naval show,
oh.
They have those, what are those called?
Nutria?
Banana rats.
Oh.
Yeah, they look like, yeah, like that. Oof.
Those are nasty. I remember you came back with all those videos of them. And they were just everywhere.
Yeah. Like, they try to kill them all the time because they overpopulate so much. There's a guy on base who drives around with a .22 and he's just supposed to shoot everyone that he sees. And that doesn't even put a dent in the problem. Like he'll kill 20, 30, 40 at a time, you know? And
they're
like, it doesn't even put a dent in our problem.
Kind of a fun job though, when you think about it.
I thought that was a blast.
Yeah.
Man. If you have no ambition, what a great job.
Great job. I mean, if you're stuck on an island and you're working on base, that's kind of the
best
job.
Here's a rifle, here's a truck, just drive around and shoot these things.
Like, fucking awesome, dude. Huh. You and your bro just shooting these disgusting creatures that are overpopulating.
They're terrifying.
Anyways.
So that probably makes it easier because they're not cute. You want to see one?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Why gotta be so nasty, Cuba? There is some island I did a gig on, some military base here in California, and they were overcome with, was it raccoons?
Yeah.
Yeah, raccoons. Just, so many, dude.
You see these.
So many.
These are.
And you could feed them. They come right up to you. They didn't give a fuck.
You see these fuckers. They're big, man.
Damn, dude, that is as big as our dog.
All over the island, man. All over.
Ugh, look at this motherfucker drinking this guy's bottle, dude.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So I guess, you know, maybe it's just fear because they're new.
Ugh.
Maybe they're sweeter. I know that they eat. They're not like our sewer rats. They just chew on eat vegetation there.
Oh,
eating,
okay.
You know, but fuck, man. When you saw the first time I saw one, I think I've told the story before. We pulled up to our first show and the lights from the van were highlighting them, and they weren't, you know, skittish. They're just over there eating, but they're pretty close. So the guy's like, you can go take a, you know, you can look at them. So we all get out of the van and we start to walk over slowly. And literally as we get, I don't know, maybe 5 feet, from it, you know, you kind of squat a little more cause you're really taking in that you're seeing it in person. And as I do that, as I lean forward to get like a kind of good glimpse of it, one of the other guys on the show ran his two fingers up my back.
Oh,
and I let
dick.
Out a I let out such a scream, like a high-pitched scream, that they asked me if I was joking. You know, they're like, wait, are you doing a bit? But that's how...
Ugh, gross.
Because I had that moment.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Just like the spider.
Oh,
like,
and they spook you.
It spooked me.
Let the record show, by the way. Yeah. I have 1, 2, 3 containers of water. How many do you have?
Everyone's over this right now.
How many do you
We're
have?
All over it.
How many do you have? Curious, you have a disgusting soda and coffee. Only dehydrating elements, no hydration.
No dehydration, because this is water. Mm-hmm. No sugar, no artificial sweetener, no caffeine.
Okay, but it's like sugar water.
It's not sugar water.
It's fake sugar water.
It's Zevia.
Whatever.
We're switching. The house has switched over from La Croix to Zevia.
I hate this because I don't like Zevia. I don't like it. It doesn't taste good. I like
tastes
La Croix.
Excellent.
Now, we also had a revelation about La Croix.
What?
It makes our stomachs hurt.
Couple of them.
And we keep drinking them, and I keep drinking
I'm
it.
I'm done with them.
You're done? Totally?
I'm not into them.
You're fully Zevia now.
Here's the fun thing about Zevia, if you'll allow me.
God.
Here's why I'm into Zevia.
Yeah.
I've gone pretty, you'd admit, pretty hardcore with my no sugar intake.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't fuck with sugar at all, right?
Except, yeah.
You know, an exception here or there. But my day-to-day is no sugar. Zevia is like keto-friendly sweetener, right?
Yeah.
In other words, there's some sweeteners, like fake sweeteners, that have the same effect on your body that sugar does.
Right.
This does not. So it's kind of an indulgence. It makes you feel like I'm drinking a sweet
treat.
You're doing
a bad girl treat.
And that therefore, it's more enjoyable to me.
I understand the logic.
Yeah.
However, it tastes like shit.
It tastes like just like a soda to me. It's just like the gaze.
But to me, it makes me thirstier, and it makes my stomach feel weird. Both La Croix and the Zevia do.
Why don't you marry your mom and then see?
Why don't you? I asked them. Go ahead.
Let me see if this is here. I'm trying to see if this is. I want to find something. Ah, man, that's what sucks about having that computer fucked is that there's been.
I don't need the F word.
I know. Let me see if this is. Yeah, this song. We've had so many killer songs lately.
Yeah.
But you know how sometimes from moment to moment, you get one stuck in your head.
Yeah.
The one that's been in my head, like I'm hearing it as I'm falling asleep, is Just Like the Gaze by DJ Boy Butter. That's the one I played in bed last night.
It's just like
so good, man.
Just like the gaze.
You're my son?
Yeah.
I'm your mom. You're my son. I'm your mom. Ask them will you date your mom? Yes, I would. You're my son. I'm your mom.
It's just like the gaze. It's just like just it's just like the gaze. I looked at her and she looked at me. And...
Jesus, dude.
It's just like the gaze.
So good.
Once in a while, he calls me mom. You know what I mean?
We're both consenting adults.
Yeah.
Ask them will you?
I looked at her and she looked at me. And...
You're my son. I'm your mom.
It's just like the gaze. It's just like just it's just like the gaze.
I cannot get enough of this.
It's song. Amazing.
Ask them will you?
It's just like the gaze.
Amazing.
I think you would like goth music a lot more.
Yeah, you tell me that sometimes.
Because that the under whatever music, yeah. It sounds like goth music.
Well, you know I like that trancy kind
you
of stuff.
You like Susie and the Banshees. Yeah, you I like do. The Kaleidoscope album. You listen to that one.
Big Tones on Tail fan.
You love Tones on Tail.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bauhaus.
Mm-hmm.
I've been thinking of Eyeshadow Dance with my Hans.
Yeah.
Finger my ass.
I think that's Ali, right?
Yeah, Ali Zimzizer. That guy's been cranking out the hits on this show.
Which one is that?
And then didn't he do the Taint song as well? Was that him?
He's done a bunch of them.
Fart, F-A-R-T.
Hey, hi, how are you? What's your name? What's your pronoun?
No, we can't play that one.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, that'll...
For legal reasons.
I think so, yeah. Is this the one?
Yeah, this is it. I love it.
Oh, yeah, this is really great.
So is it this one? Yeah. Double beep classic. I love it. Double beep classic.
Double beep classic.
It's amazing. And yeah, I shadow dance.
I love it. This is sounds like a Visage
classic
song that I like.
Bert is fat.
So good. Ready?
I shadow dance with my hands, finger my ass.
I'm going on a cum strike.
I shadow dance with my hands, finger my ass. Bert is fat.
It's fantastic.
Bert is fat. Bert is fat.
Genius. These songs are just amazing.
Bert is fat.
Talent coming out of your mom's house.
So we had a crazy playlist playing when people were, you know, filing in for the shows. Enough people pushed me for it where... I am going to put together a playlist.
All right.
So
we're doing it finally.
Yeah. Sorry about, yes, I will get on that. I promise.
Give me
just like a week or so to figure it out.
Can you play the beatbox dad glasses?
Holy shit.
That one was amazing. We did this at the live show and I just can't stop thinking about how much I like it. I wanted to hear it again.
Yeah, that was amazing. What happened was a guy took the, the super hunter dad, you know? This guy, this glassing guy. We're glassing, just glassing.
Glassing.
Right?
Glassing dad.
Just glassing.
And when that guy first killed that moose, he made that crazy noise. Right?
Yeah. Like, oh,
yeah. Like using Studio, yes! Studio G sound. You know?
Oh, yeah.
That's what they should play when they open up Studio G.
Dad
Welcome
sounds.
To Studio G. So that guy, the
glassing.
A guy made a song, a beatbox song, off of his, off of those noises. In other words,
oh my God, I love it. I yeah, love it. I love it.
It's really amazing. Where is it? Where is it?
I shadow dance.
I shadow dance.
With my hands. Finger in my ass.
I can't.
You can't find it, Gene?
I just had it, and I don't know where it is. I just put it somewhere. Is it in the early show one? Late show? Where is it? Song?
I'll talk while you're doing this.
Thank you.
I think I just wanted to mention the live show stuff. Oh, you know, in the past we were able to stay afterward and take pictures with people and meet all the mommies. But I just want you guys to know, like, we're not fucking dicks. That's why we're not able to do it. It's because the way that the shows were stacked, the 7 and the 9, right? It was 7 and 9.
Yeah, that 7 and 9:30.
There was no time. If we go out there and do all that, like, we have to reset immediately. And then by the time the 9 o'clock show let out, it was already super late and we had to get back to baby jeans and our nanny and stuff. So just so you guys know, we're not douchebags. We just couldn't do it for time.
Yeah,
so.
there was just no way, you know?
It's too much, yeah.
Yeah. I have a search going for it right now, but I don't know where it is. So.
All right.
But we'll find
it. We'll find it. If not today, then next week.
Here's what I wanted to play for you. I'll close with that. We have another thing to do then, but right now is a good time. Oh, you should mention, what you have. Exciting.
I'm so excited. So finally, That's Deep Bro has an official That's Deep Bro podcast shirt.
Yeah, that's awesome. Congratulations.
And I'm so excited. And, it's a cool shirt. I like the design a lot. It's black, so that helps.
Yeah.
It's normal. It's on Tom Segura's merch page.
Yeah.
TomSegura.com.
You go click on the store. Takes you to Merch Method.
Yeah. Check it out, guys.
Yeah.
Also, That's Deep Bro. I now am on YouTube. I record myself talking to nobody, and I put that on YouTube, and there you go. I'm going to interview a non-binary person.
Oh, my God. What's your pronoun?
I know. We'll find out.
Can't wait.
Yeah, so that's exciting. Check it out. Thank you. That's deepropodcast.com.
I got some big announcements for my tour that I've been on. One is that we added another show in D.C. at the Improv. We added a late show Sunday. So that'll be, that's available now. We added a show in Burlington, Vermont at Higher Ground. We added a 7 p.m. show. Originally, we had a later show. Seattle, we added a show at the Moore Theater. That's on sale now. So Seattle, Meat Rattle, if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you have a chance now for the late show at the Moore Theater.
Rattle.
That is April 14th is that show, so get on it. Portland sold out really far in advance, and I couldn't add a show the original weekend because the next day's Easter. So it kind of screwed with that. So instead, I'm coming back to Portland 1 month later. Same venue, Revolution Hall. And the added show is May 13th. So don't sleep on those. If you haven't purchased your Portland tickets, there's now an opportunity to go May 13th. That is also on sale right now. So make sure you scoop those up. I will be... This weekend's all sold out. I'm looking forward to it. Long Island, Montclair, and Atlantic City. Next weekend in Canada, it's all sold out. And then the weeks after that, I don't know. Look them up, TomSegura.com/tour. I'm going to a bunch of cities. So you know what to do. Go get those tickets. This is The Sun, by the way. This instrumental by Obi-Wan Cannoli.
Obi-Wan is one of the old school... Yeah. Music makers on this show.
Absolutely.
I absolutely love Cannoli stuff. The guy is so fucking funny.
He's great.
Dates. Okay, February 17th and 18th, I'm February 17th at Hollywood, I'm headlining the Hollywood Improv, and then the 18th, I'm headlining Flappers. So come see me locally in LA. April 13th through 15th, I'm at the Brea Improv. April 28th through 29th, I've just added Sacramento at the Sacramento Punchline. May 4th through 5th, Phoenix, Fartniks, Arizona, Stand Up Live. May 19th and 20th, Jew Dork Titties, Gotham Comedy Club. June 1st through 3rd, Denver. What's Denver?
Oh.
Momver?
I don't know.
Denher.
Denter.
Denter.
Denter Box open.
Yeah, Denter Box open at Comedy Works downtown. And then June 16th through 17th, Man Friend Disco at the Punchline Comedy Club. So come see me there, guys.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Hey. Also, check out our Hey Mommy's Thanks Jeans shirt. We got that up at tomsegura.com in the store.
Don't forget, if you have some time today, you know.
Run your finger along your crack of your ass.
God.
You don't need to finger your hole. You don't want to come back with shit on your finger.
Yeah.
I got it. I'm fucking ready. I've been waiting to try these on.
Let's try it.
Which one do you want?
I'll take my OG one.
So
we had these at the live show.
Yeah. So we were sitting around at Korean barbecue last week planning the show, and we thought, wouldn't it be fun to get some pup play masks?
How's the audio? Does it sound the same?
Hold on. Let me help you.
I'm wearing my fetish mask right now.
I'm wearing mine now, too.
Yours is a little different. But the same idea, you know? The same idea.
What do you think of...
Burn what your ass smells like. What your cock and balls smell like.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think? Do you like the experience?
I understand the thrill of the tight latex.
Smell what your nuts smell like at different times of the day.
Good.
What about the smell? It smells really powerful in these masks.
It's different, but I'm working on getting a more keen sense of smell.
Sniff the different parts of your underwear.
Yeah, feels right. I think I should take it off.
It's horrifying. Oh. Wait, it's horrible.
Yeah, no, it's rough.
Let me try yours on.
Yeah, try that.
It's terrible. So Tom's got the original fetish mask. For those of you just listening, this is the original black terrifying one, and then I got another one that's a German Shepherd with crazy mouth open and crazy eyes, and it is terrifying as well.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. If you saw somebody walk up in this, you don't think friendly. You don't think like, oh, that's a friendly guy.
This is terrible. This smells so bad.
Yeah.
God.
No.
This is horrible.
See, we had a thing going about which was more terrifying, and
oh yeah.
A lot of people go black one because it's the fetish mask right away, but I still feel like there's something creepier about the non-fetish mask. I do.
I don't think
something
so.
About the googly eye, because your real eyes are in that. This has fake eyes in it. That's what it is.
The dead eyes.
It's dead fake eyes.
Yeah.
Somebody walks up in this, you don't know what's happening.
Yeah, but Blue Band made a good point about the original fetish mask. Is that there's no expression. Oh, that's terrible. That's so terrible.
Right?
I don't like that at all.
No.
You're right. That's way worser.
See?
Yeah. Wait. Try this again. Do it again.
Again?
Well, let me see. I want to see the contrast. So this is the original fetish. Pup play. Ugh. That is just terrifying. See, that's like a rapist or a serial killer. Yeah. Like it's traditionally scary.
It's scary, but it's like, it's telling you it's scary.
Right.
That one is misleading.
Try that one again, please.
Fucking prop show today?
Well, I want to see. Yeah, that one could be I'm robbing a bank or I'm raping you. Oh my God, your beard is sticking through the mouth hole. So there's like beard. Your beard sticking in his mouth. They're
definitely weird.
Terrible. Do you feel sexy though?
I mean, I get that people like, some people just like wearing latex.
Right.
It doesn't personally arouse me, but I understand why it's a thrill for someone. I do. I get it.
It's like a tactile thing.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it rip
super tight on you?
But if you were to zip it up, because we couldn't zip it over your head.
Yeah.
Because it would trap your hair. Like, doesn't it get
hurt.
Caught
it
to your, your hair gets caught in it. And
you have
to have Vaseline up, I think.
Yeah. That would not be good.
Dude, I don't like those at all. I don't enjoy wearing that shit at all, dude.
Mm-mm. No, I'm not a fan.
It's so scary, right?
No, it's just not. It's not my world. We got, speaking of Garth, we got another dad boner here.
Oh, sweet.
Dad boner video.
Neat. Cool.
Of a dad who was driving and he saw a funny sign.
All right, so I'm driving home and I'm heading down near the auto mall, and I pass this strip club. I glanced up at it at the, I just glanced at it like on driving by, and something that I saw come across the scroll made me stop and want to film this, and I was fucking crying.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Let's see what it is. It's so, so funny. Yeah.
And it should be coming up soon. Oh, it's right here. Fuck it. They got fucking... They got fucking gluten-free lap dances! I fucking quit!
Man.
He quit being a dad. Did you hear that?
Yeah, yeah.
That was so funny to him that he wanted to quit daddery.
Do you realize that that's what's out there? That's
yeah.
When you're like, I wonder if this joke's good enough.
Yeah, right.
It is.
Right.
Okay.
That guy thought gluten-free lab dances was the funniest thing he'd ever heard.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
So the sign is a scroll and it says gluten-free lap dances.
Yeah, and he has to pull over.
I salute you for having a sense of humor.
Yeah.
About it.
It's funny.
The guy, yeah. Would you laugh like that at
no,
that?
No, but that's the thing with dads is that
yeah.
They really get tickled by stuff most of us don't. Like, I think what it is like your life gets so mundane as we've discovered being parents that you just get excited about little stuff because you don't experience the world as much. At least I don't. Like, shit, man, I watch a Ryan Gosling movie and and I think it's like the best thing I've ever seen. You
right,
know?
Right.
I watched fucking No Strings Attached with Ashton Kutcher and Natalie Portman. I was like, this is a funny movie.
Yeah,
like I was.
What happens?
Yeah, I really thought it was good.
So your standards change.
Yeah.
When you're locked in the house.
Well, yeah, when you're dealing with kids, from you know, you're so innocent. Your existence gets way more innocent.
Wow, I'm interested. I've never actually thought of it like that.
No, I'm smart. I come up.
Yeah, fucking gluten-free lessons.
Come on, man.
Gluten-free lap dances.
Mind over that.
We got gluten-free lap dances.
Come on. Oh, dad boner song.
I like that a lot. That's good.
Let me see if this came in while we were doing this show.
Gluten-free lap dances.
It's the funniest thing he's ever seen.
It's so stupid.
You're my son. I'm your mom. Because I wanted to set this up. I spoke to my dad.
Oh, thank God. And, what's up with that guy? The best part about our masks, by the way, our pup masks, is that you were out of town when they arrived. And I took him out of the Amazon boxes because I bought them on Amazon, by the way, using our banner. You can find anything on Amazon.
Yeah.
Fucking fetish masks, you name it. So I had them out in our bedroom, just like...
Hello?
Sorry.
Dad.
Sorry.
I threw him on our couch there, like our little seat.
Yeah.
And our nanny sometimes makes up our room.
Yeah.
And I came back and she neatly folded both like fetish masks.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit.
You think she had any idea what was going on?
No, kind of like, so remember the time the housekeeper put your cock rings in plastic bags?
Yeah.
So she had to have known that was something hygienically not
okay. My favorite part about buying those cock rings, by the way, well, not those, but the first time I bought cock rings was that I bought large thinking in my mind large meant adult.
Right.
Not enormous.
Like dick large.
Yeah, I saw large and I was like, oh, like a large t-shirt?
Like the gays.
Like I'm an adult.
Right.
So I bought a shirt, a cock ring for like a giant cock. Like,
yeah.
I could fold that cock ring in two and still stick my fingers through the sides of it because of how big it was.
Well, then our housekeeper must have been really impressed.
No, that's what I'm saying. That was like, I'm talking about the first one I ever bought.
Oh,
the one that she put was just a normal one.
Yeah.
But I think she probably thought, I don't think she knows what that is.
I think she does because she put it in a Ziploc bag and put it and kept it by the bed.
Put your cock ring by the bed in the box.
Right. As if to say, this is disgusting that you just left it out.
Oh, right.
It needs to be in a plastic container, dummy.
What if she was on a cum strike?
She probably is.
What
after
if she
that
goes on one, she's like, I'm not clean, no cum, no cock ring, no fetish mask.
She's cleaned up so much of your cum. She does our bed sheets and stuff.
Yeah, she doesn't realize she's doing it though.
She knows. She wears plastic gloves.
That's true.
She knows. She knows you're an animal.
But at least she doesn't, you know, make a thing of it.
What?
She doesn't make a thing of it.
Oh, make a thing of it. You know, right?
Well, here I talked to Top Dog, and I got him the what you wanted him to do.
To speak Spanish.
I got him to try some Spanish.
Yes.
Now the sound is kind of shitty because he's driving and he's on his Bluetooth, but you know you can still hear him.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Good. Driving up to see my brother.
Oh, nice. You guys gonna hang out?
Tomorrow, yeah. I'm gonna spend the night in St. Mary's, Georgia, and then we're gonna hang out tomorrow. And then I'm going to drive back tomorrow evening.
Yeah.
This way Mom only has to be alone. I mean, she's having some, but, you know, she hates when I go away. Okay?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Next to your brother, like, you're like a choir girl because he's such a savage.
Oh, my brother? Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah. It's true. Rockbiter we're talking about.
Oh, that guy's... God, such guys, an animal. Such a, and not we don't mean it like sexually.
No.
Fun or anything
just
like that.
Just a savage barbarian. Yeah,
he's just such a guy.
The ultimate. Yeah.
We're at the old club one time. He's having lunch, and he blows his nose with his napkin.
Yeah.
And then he has a Q-tip, and he's cleaning out his ears, and then he puts the used Q-tip in his shirt pocket in the front.
What the fuck, man? That's so gnarly.
I remember that.
I know, it's gnarly. That was gnarly, yeah.
Jesus.
It's what the military does to you. It kind of turns, you know, when you're around guys a lot. I mean, you know, he had two overseas tours with Tuscan, you know, what he Vietnam once and Thailand once. And when you're hanging around just guys, you really don't have to worry about manners, okay?
Right. Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
Because when he's around me, like my dad, especially if he's with his brother, yeah. they fall apart more.
Oh,
they start taking pride in like being, it's like they're hanging
gross.
Out. Yeah, they start to be more gross. Yeah.
Remember when you wanted a massage at our wedding and Rockbiter thought that was the queerest thing that he'd ever heard in his life?
Things have really fucking changed since my day.
Yeah.
Just like it's a resort.
Yeah.
We're at a resort and he's like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm gonna get a massage. And he was like, what? I was like, you know, just get a massage. He was like, guess it's really changed since my time.
Yeah.
And I got up and walked away like disgusted.
He thought you said get your mani pedi.
Yeah.
Lay in his mind.
Yeah. He's I'm going to get my facial and stuff too. Let me do your eyebrows, uncle.
He looks like a rock biter.
Yeah.
I see that. That definitely. Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, I use a knife and fork because I have to. It's, you know, but you know, if I think if I live by myself, I probably just use my hands. Okay.
Sure. Absolutely.
It was a lot easier. Okay.
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 And you know, I mean, that's what the caveman used to do. You know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't have knives and forks and napkins.
Very astute observation, yes.
Yeah, they just use their reach down there and grab it and chew it out. And you know, you ever watch the old Viking movies, you know? I mean, you talk about a savage group of people.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You would have been good in that. You would have been good in that era.
I could you know, I have to dye my hair blonde, but I could have been a Viking. Okay?
I think so. Hey, I was thinking about the fact that you've been married to a Spanish speaker for this long now.
There you go, Jim.
What anniversary is this going to be? 41 or 40? 40?
This is going to be 41.
41.
Jesus.
How much Spanish do you think you know?
I know just key sentences and phrases. I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm a 2.
What are some of your key ones that you know for sure?
Like, say, Nakaya la baba por tu chucha.
what in the fuck?
Say la kaba baba chucha.
Do you know what he said?
No.
My mouth drops for your pussy.
Oh,
your
my.
Pussy makes my mouth drop.
God.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Don't tell me that.
I don't want that. Don't he says that to your mom?
Well, that's what he. I've never heard him say that before.
He says that to your mom.
He must.
He says that and then they do it.
Yeah. Or right after they do it.
Ew.
Jesus. Whoa. I never heard you say that one before.
I know that one.
Who taught you that?
I don't know. I think your mother may have. I mean, I think I kind of defaulted into that years ago about, you know, putting the sense in. You know, I know te quiero, te amo, como se llama,
K-Tal. Yeah.
You know, no accent, of course.
K-Tal.
Yeah, his Spanish is amazing.
Really nice. Como te llamas, K-Tal. What did I used to say to you? What did I used to say to you when we would go on a walk when I was a kid?
Cargame.
Yeah.
Cargame.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cargame. Yeah.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
means carry me, for those of you who don't know.
Cargame.
The reason I made him say it because he tells the story like 100
over
times
and
a
over
year.
And
when you were a little shit, we'd go on a walk and you'd say, cargame.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yep.
His accent is amazing.
Oh, it's impeccable.
Yeah.
I mean, are you from, I can't tell, Mexico City, maybe Madrid? It's so nice.
Yeah.
I did. I picked you up.
Does knowing that much of another language make you want to explore parts of the world you haven't been to?
I'm done past exploration, okay?
Yeah? What about, how about Rome? You want to go to Rome?
See where the lions ate the Christians?
Yeah.
You know, I think that, I'd like to see the Vatican, okay? Because I think there's, you know, a lot of church history there.
Yeah. But beyond, a fun time, too.
Beyond that, that's a trouble with most places.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really not interested where some king took his shit 2,000 years ago, okay? I'm just not.
What about the museums and the artwork?
You know, I've been to all those museums. After a while, they all look alike. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I did that when I went to Spain, which you know Madrid really well. And, you know, Larry Martin and I were going through all these museums, and it's basically some picture of some guy being tortured by the Spanish, or one of a thousand pictures of, you know, Christ in different, or, you know, religious pictures. But yeah. After a while...
Oh, after a while.
Oh, God. Of course.
You know, the traditional paintings all look the same. Now, you get the Salvador Dali. Doesn't he have a museum in Spain?
By the way, I'm super impressed that he even pulled that up.
Right. I wouldn't.
And the fact that he goes, doesn't he have a museum in Spain?
Mm.
That he remembers that. I took him to one, but I'm so impressed that he.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah. He might. There's that Reina Sofia has, I think, modern artwork.
There's an art. You know, some of that stuff is interesting to look at because you don't see much of it. But you know, after a while, I get bored pretty quickly.
What?
I tell you, the museums, I don't get bored. I like the all the museums in Washington, D.C., the American History Museum. You know, natural history, Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago. You know, so I like a lot of, you know, American history because I'm American, okay?
Yeah.
But, I you know, and I've seen a couple museums. I mean, the Gold Museum in Peru, after a while, it's all gold, okay? You lose it.
Yeah. Although they do have that nice torture museum there.
Yeah, I went to see that. Of course, the Spanish were really good at that. You know, they had this rule that you're not supposed to draw blood when you torture somebody.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was part of the Vatican, you know, when this is when the religious thing. So, but they were really good at, like, pulling limbs out and doing things that... And, you know, once you pull somebody, you know, use the rack on somebody, that's beyond repair. You know, those people,
yeah,
basically, they don't, they cannot be thick at that point.
Right. That's nice.
You know, no, that, they're basically.
He knows all that stuff.
Always.
Since I've been watching what I eat and I have a more disciplined diet now, it's been, I haven't had any, you know, I stay with, I guess the best way to say it, I stay in the, really, the 4 to 5 range all the time now.
It's kind of nice.
It is. You know, no, I haven't had a 1 or 2 in a long time.
That must mean you're hydrating, too.
Oh, yeah, it is. And I haven't had a, you know, I did have a 7 on the, recently, you know, because I picked up some kind of bug someplace. But that came and went, and...
So,
he really keeps you up to date on all these.
Yeah, he just kind of goes into it too, if you notice that.
Oh yeah, no, unprompted.
Yeah, and a 7 for a reminder for our listeners is all liquid
loose. Yeah. Now, what I love about the art in the museums, he's like, you seen it already? You seen it? Gold? All right, I'd seen it.
Yeah, no. After a while, you just a lot of gold. Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard that.
It's been all
that smelled really bad. You said.
Oh, you have no idea. I don't know what happened in my gut. Even by my standards of being gross, which are extremely high, okay?
Yeah.
This really smells.
Yeah, that's nice.
Oh, I mean, if they had, you know, if somebody had a meter, you know, like a breathalyzer for smell, you know?
Yeah.
This would have been 4 times the limit, okay?
It's a pretty vivid picture. Wow. I thank you for that.
You know, just when I always like to put things in, you know, what I try to do is put things in, you know, so people can identify with things.
Okay.
No, I know.
That makes sense. So, do you realize what's been sitting under our noses this entire time?
What?
Did you pick up on it?
What?
We have been speaking to a, you know, super champion.
Oh, my God. You're right.
He drops, you know... Every 5 fucking seconds.
And okay.
Yeah, okay, for sure. But you know is what we've been...
Oh, my God.
We are, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm feeling, you know what I'm talking about, and you know.
This is huge.
And Blue Band picked up on it and made a Top Dog...
Shut up.
You know, super
guy. Oh, my God. Yeah. Amaze, amaze.
You know,
oh, wow.
Amazing. Amazed. He said, you know, and the funny thing is,
you know,
Blue Band, I'd recorded this call and then I was playing it back, you know, I was running it through the system here,
you know,
and I know I said it too, but during that playback, I heard him say it 40 times.
Right.
And I made note of it just like, wow, he really says it a lot. Half an hour later, Blue Band emails me. He says, this whole time, we've been sitting on a, you know, gold mine.
Gold mine.
And it's your dad.
Wow.
And you found this, you know, put this, you know, supercut together. I also...
My mind is blown.
I ran over, I grabbed that flash drive. I was able to transfer over that Just Glasson...
Oh, cool.
Beatbox.
Oh, great,
so this
good.
Is the guy that made the beatbox out of the Just Glasson, the hunting note sound.
So funny.
That is,
gosh.
That is fucking, who is this? Hold on, I have to
God
open the
damn, that
again.
Was so good.
I know.
How do people even hear a song in okay, that you know?
Just Glass and Beatbox by DJ Dad Moose.
Unbelievable. I mean, so good.
I don't know. There's definitely no other podcast that has discovered this level of musical talent out there. I'm serious.
Well, and it's interesting, too, because this, with the Hey Mommy, Thanks Jeans phenomenon, it's like you think it can't get any better.
Yeah.
And then some other mommy comes and escalates that game.
Right.
Like, we thought we'd exhausted the Just Glassin' guy.
Yeah.
And then this shows up. It's just, it's so fascinating. It's so good.
Yeah, it's really crazy, man.
Oh, pepperoni.
Let's see, which one has... Should I drag over a file here? Hold on.
Yeah, just glass it.
Just glassing?
Glass a file.
There's a gender, non-binary, born...
What's your pronoun?
Here, I gotta, maybe you can... Oh, that's from last week. God damn it. Is it the week before? Was 381 the last time we did it?
Yeah. Wait.
Here we go. Here's some that I don't think we have played. Let me see.
Oh, hey, Mommy.
I think so.
James, I'll just gloss for a minute.
No worries.
All right, I'm done glossing. In your buckets, I'll just gloss for a minute.
What quantities do they come in?
Are you talking chicken?
Yeah, chicken, yeah.
Yeah, so on its own, we do pieces of 5, 9, 12, 15, 21.
We've done this one, okay. What about this
one? But in like the family buckets and stuff, we have the mega piece, which is 12, and then the mega bucket.
Hey, Jeans, could I get number one with no onion?
Okay.
And then another double pipe plastic
Gene.
With no onion as well.
I'm sorry, one more time?
Another double with no onion as well.
Okay.
And Sprite to keep myself hydrated. A Sprite to keep myself hydrated. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Are we ready to the car?
No, I'm alright, Mommy.
I said,
I'm alright, man. Awesome.
What'd you say?
Awesome. Perfect. Cool. Thank you, Mommy.
So goes, I like that he laughs. I like that he broke. Like, no one breaks. He broke. That's Brennan.
Good job, Brennan.
Hey, facial order when you're ready.
Nice.
Hey, Mommy, can I just grab a regular sized soy cappuccino, please?
It's just funny when they go, hey, Mommy, like when they go right into it.
Yeah.
He's wearing a DJ Dab.
Yes,
outfit,
I love it.
It's really funny.
I want one.
Anything else? Yeah, I'll get. Just give me a second, just glassing. I better get something for Bert. I'll grab a cinnamon scroll as well, please.
Yeah. Hey, place order when you're ready.
Hey, Mommy, can I just grab regular... Yeah.
So that one that you suggested here.
OMG. Are you guys ready? Buckle up for this one.
Let me see. That's in 31. Let's see. Downloads. Is it here?
Yeah.
Dude.
Do you guys see who that is?
Hey, Mommy, how are you doing today? I'm just glassing. Can I get a number one?
For people listening, this is a police officer in uniform in his squad car.
Yeah. There's a gun behind him. It's not
his racked shotgun. Yeah. He's on the job right now.
Hilarious. Amazing.
With a vanilla iced coffee, please.
Is it what size?
Let's keep it high and tight and go large. I just want a weight loss competition trying to reward myself, you know?
I did that meal, the iced coffee, anything else?
Do you guys by chance carry LaCroix sparkling water?
No, we do not.
No, what kind do you have?
I'm sorry, say it one more time.
What do you have? What do you carry? What water?
We have Dasani, just regular water, and then we have just tap water.
Okay, I'll take two bottles of Dasani, please.
Dasani.
Okay.
That's two, right? Great. I have a couple friends that think they're the water champs, but we all know who the real one is. That's it. Thank you.
Unbelievable.
Would you like to try three cookies for $1 today?
Oh, no, thank you.
All right. 10, 6, 6, right. That's the first
right.
one,
please. Thanks, Jeans.
Amazing. Amazing.
Well, law enforcement. We've had improv comedy club phone answerer. Yeah. Now a policeman. We've had people working in liquor stores.
That was...
it's so funny.
The guy before was Jared. I don't know the police officer's name. That was amazing, though.
Oh, I'm just glassing today. Can you give me 1 second? All right, mommy, I'm ready.
What would you like?
Can I get a number 10? Mushy purple.
We don't have that drink, sir.
You don't have grape juice or the grape soda?
No, sir, we do not.
Mushy purple.
All right, jeans. Can I get a Mountain Dew Baja Blast then?
Where is he ordering?
Do I need anything else?
Yeah, jeans. Can I get a Double Pipe Classic? A Double Decker Taco? Right.
Anything else?
No, jeans. That'll be it. All right, love you, mommy.
Hilarious.
So good, guys.
Yeah, that was Jordan.
Love you, mommy. Thanks, jeans.
That's really good. Yeah, they get better and better, man. We played some at the live show.
Oh, my God.
They were unreal. We'll have to play some of those again next
that
week.
Girl had a really
holy shit
killer one.
Another coffee. How can I help you?
Can you give me a moment? I'm just glassing.
So
not
funny.
A problem. Take your time.
Oh, yeah.
Can I get...
You realize, too, that the funny thing about that expression
yeah.
is... That one, really, nobody needs explanation
yeah,
for.
It kind of is intuitive.
It's intuitive, yeah.
You're like, just glassing? Oh, you're looking?
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like we helped introduce this word into the lexicon.
We did. We did.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Look, it existed, but...
It existed, but I feel like we've given it a push. Yeah.
White mocha, 20 ounce.
Damn.
Do you like that hot or cold?
Let's do it iced. And also, let me get a bottled water. I gotta stay hydrated.
Okay, would you like the liquid cream or without?
With whip, please.
And would you like Fiji water or regular purified?
Regular water's fine.
Is that all for you?
Yep, that'll be all.
All right, pull around like you told at the window.
All righty, thanks, jeans.
That's fantastic. That's Louie.
I like that the guy laughed.
Yeah, of course. Because it's such nonsense that someone tells you I gotta stay hydrated.
Stupid.
Yeah.
I imagine if you're on the other on the receiving end of that ordering though,
yeah.
that you probably can't hear a lot of what people say.
Oh, right. That's
most
part
of the time.
Part of what people yeah. are like, okay. Yeah.
Now if you want to up your hey mommy, thanks jeans game.
Yeah.
If you do it face to face with a waitress, which you do,
yeah.
that's I'd say 100 bonus points face to face. But the caveat being you can't do it to a native English speaker.
Yeah.
You've got to do it to somebody who English is a second language and not a very good one at the point.
Well, you can
at the
do
moment,
you can
know?
Do things when they're like, "Hey, we've got a table right here for you guys." You go, oh,
right.
"Thanks, jeans."
Thanks, jeans. Yeah.
And then they're like, "Hey, enjoy your meal." Like they don't pick up on it there. If you're looking straight at them, you're like, "Hey, mommy." I mean, that might
right.
be different.
But you've done it to our Asian waitresses. I think you did it last night when we were eating sushi. You
yeah.
said thanks, jeans, a lot.
Yeah.
And then my favorite is when you're always like, thanks, gorgeous.
Yeah. That's
thanks,
my
beautiful.
To do.
It's so horrible.
Oh, could you bring me the check when you get a chance, beautiful? And they're like, okay.
You're just some shitty white guy doing
I know.
It.
I got
so
good
fun.
News.
What?
Another Ali Zeezer song came
oh,
in.
I love it.
So.
It's just like the gays.
It's just like the gays. Thank you guys for listening. Hopefully I'll get this fucking computer fixed.
It's
so
upsetting. Weird. Have you tried restarting it?
What did it cost you money to fix it?
It better not cost more than $100.
I know the rules. All right.
Have you tried restarting it?
YourMom'sHousePodcast.com. Don't forget TomSegura.com and 1000Ranch.com.
Get a That's Deep Bro podcast t-shirt at TomSegura.com in the shop.
There you go. Get the new That's Deep Bro shirt. Please shop through our Amazon banners. And we'll see you in a week, jeans. Bye, mommy.
Bye, mommies. We love you. Team G.
It's just like the gays. It's just like the gays.
Like uncircumcised guys. It's cool, right?
Yeah.
I asked him, will you ever date your mom? And he said, will you date your son? I said, honest truth, yes, I would. Yes, I would.
It's just like the gays. It's like the gays.
gays, just like the gays, just like the gays.
Yes, I would.